Hey y'all, welcome back to another GTS review. It's Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur and
it's Cat Daddy. Y'all, what's popping?
Yes, and we are here every time, and we are here to review May the Devil Take You and May the Devil Take You Too.
Bam,
both of them. And one is premiering on, well, May the Devil Take You is on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm. And it came out in 2018.
Yes, and May the Devil Take You Too 2020 is coming out October 29th. Okay, because I'm like, what
day October is it? 29th.
Yeah, which is Thursday. This coming Thursday. Yes.
Yep.
So pull up on both of these because there's some scary shit happening. Definitely also, not only is it scary, there's family drama. It gets spicy.
Yes, there's a lot of family drama. There's multiple family drama actions. There's also, for both of these movies, there's some abuse.
Yes.
There is, especially for the second movie, some trigger warning or sexual abuse, as well as physical abuse. It's just real. Shit is crazy.
Shit is crazy. So we're going to start with one and segue into two. And yes, watch them in order.
Please. Absolutely.
Watch them in order. Okay. So the first one, May the Devil Take You. We got our homegirl, Alfie.
Oh, wait. Spoiler alert. We are going to spoil all these fucking movies. Actually, we're going to spoil more. Actually, it's okay with you. Want to spoil more of one than two.
Yes, that's fine, because it's an older movie.
Mm-hmm. And two is going to be super-duper new. So.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this when this comes out, you have probably not seen the new one.
But
so.
Guess what? It gives you plenty of time to see the old one.
Yes.
So skip on over to Netflix, watch that shit real quick, and then pull back on up on the Shutter Machine on Thursday, October 29th, and get into it.
Yes, do that, because we suggest this.
Making a double feature.
Woo! I think a double feature was great. That's kind of how we did it.
Yeah.
Because we were about to watch it, and we was like, is this a sequel? And we went and checked, and was like, it is a sequel. So we was like, well, let's pull up the first one, because we're not going to just jump in here without, prepping ourselves.
Yep.
And, you know, back in the day, I used to watch movies out of order. And, you know, I mean, no, there's a better
I haven't
way.
Done that yet, so.
Yeah, no. As a kid, I used to just watch whatever was on. So
fair.
Yeah. But now I'm like, no, let's start with the beginning so things can make halfway sense to me. And when you pull up, we have Alfie. She's by herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like she's alone with no one. She got marks on her arm. You don't know if this is from, like, her harming herself or something must have happened to her, because these are some big-ass slash scars on her arms. You find out her mom's passed away, and she's on the bus and shit, minding her business. And she get a phone call, talk about some in the hospital.
Let's talk about how she gets assaulted on the bus.
Yeah.
Gross. Fucking disgusting. Ew. She goes to the back of the bus after getting assaulted, and some weird ass shit happens.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to her.
Yes. Well, she did call. Rock's ass.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, that is very fair.
But that was after, was it? I don't know.
You know, we're here.
Whatevs. Because I think she robs, because she takes the money
out. Oh, she definitely does rob that
blind. And she throws the wallet on the ground, and then she gets the phone call, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Whatevs. It doesn't really matter what events these happen.
Somebody's ringing up her Sally.
Ring up her Sally? Ma'am.
Okay.
It's a hot fuck.
Yes.
I love that song. It's a great song.
I'm going to start dancing. And I'm really just trying to keep it contained because...
For those who out there like dance hall and shit, Hot Fuck is a great song. Especially the video version.
Girl.
That's my favorite version.
Please tell us.
Okay. Anyway, all you hear is hospital. So you go find out that, you know, her father is in the hospital and they're having a strange relationship. They haven't seen each other in a long time. And the step siblings are there. So pretty much her daddy left her and her mama and married off a new actress bitch. You know, sadity bitch, and you know, pretty much assimilated into their family. It was like, all right, ta-da, boom. And I don't know if the youngest one, I don't know if she's that guy's kid or was she already there.
They don't really explain that part,
but
you know,
it's a group of kids, and Alfie don't really fuck with them. Most of them, they're like, oh, we could be friends. And she's like, no, nigga, what the fuck? Why would I really want to be friends with you like that? Y'all, you know, and it's not really your fault, but also, y'all mama is a bitch. and your siblings aren't very nice either.
No.
So it's not like you're being nice to me.
There was a lot of hold my nose moments in this part of the movie. Really, I'm just like, these niggas get punched in the face.
Girl, because I just was like,
real sadity in there.
Alfie, I want to fight these people for you. Why are you letting them talk to you like this? No, don't.
And you could tell something was real off between Alfie and Maya off Bucks. Like, Maya, you could already tell she wasn't good, especially in the hospital when the dad was laid up and she was acting like she gave a shit. And then she was like, well, here's the real thing. If he don't make it, we trying to get your property. Like, we're saying it, but not saying it. And Alfie's high-key just like, girl, I don't give a fuck about none of this mess. Like, I actually don't bang with none of y'all. This is it. But fast forward to when the dad vomits in the girl's mouth. Oh!
Because it's the same day.
My God. That just... And so, yes, you heard us.
First of all, he's all... He looks like he has, like... I don't know.
His
it looks
boils like on his face.
And he smells. Like, he stinks. They hold in the nose.
He's probably rotting.
And shit. You know, they're like, ooh, I don't know what's going on in here. And, you know, he's sick. He vomits on everybody. Blood. Black vial. It's just really nasty. He's very sick. And you see this ghost that's, like, popping up.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like, I don't know if it was on a bus, but you see it in the background. Like,
you do.
Following her. And we don't know, and she don't know what's going on.
No.
She's like, look, he left me. And then also, it's, we need to know that the dad got rich real fast and got broke real fast. So he probably pulled
that. Save that note there, guys.
Ha ha ha. He might have pulled up like, ooh, ha 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 ha. I'm in here. Rich, and now it's gone. Because, you know, you can't. The way he got the money was fucked up. And y'all.
Hold on to your bus, y'all.
Girl. All right. So fast forward, we find out that they're only being nice to Alfie because they want access to this villa. And he had been going to the villa. Like, he probably went broke and started going to the villa. And we don't know why, but Alfie's name is on that villa. She's the owner. So
they want his money. They want more property from him.
So she pull up first, and then they come in there. And she realized they are in there, you know, talking about, we gonna sell it, find anything valuable in here. Some wild-ass shit. You still
talk crazy about Alfie.
Yes. And then was like, yeah, she heard them and then pulled up. Oh, Alfie, bitch, fuck you. Don't pull up on me, you dusty bitch. We had dinner trying to eat, and then you're like, ooh, you should just, you know, you don't want to take care of this place. She was like, girl, oh, I should have known my dad didn't have enough money to keep an actress past actress.
Right. The stepmom was talking real spicy to Alfie. Like, her's name, Lakami. Lakami, whatever, like that. Maya and Nada and who else? What's the brother name? Ruben?
Yes.
Yeah. So, basically, she has three step-siblings and a stepmom. And the stepmom is just trying to get all them on board to get all the stuff. The stepbrother's like, girl, I'm just here as, you know, the... They always play that character out. And then you have Nada, who's the youngest sister. Mm-hmm. And Maya is just like, girl, she just stank. Just that is Maya.
Girl.
And they're at this table and they're talking shit. Like, there's an exchange of words between Alfie and her stepmom. Mm-hmm. And Alfie is dragging her stepmom for filth, as she should.
Girl. And then she slaps her. And I was like, ooh, you should have beat her ass. Because I would have beat her ass. And this... I would have stomped a mud hole in somebody, mama. They was going to have to pull me off her, and I would have been swinging on you hoes, too. Everybody can get it, bitch.
I am concerned because they are all willingly participating in spending the night in this home that looks really fucking, like, moldy and just really unsafe. Like, time is definitely getting away from it. It's just going through a thing, and they are staying there, and I'm like, girl, y'all are breathing this in.
Yeah, so it is,
I'm reading
the
too
house
much
is definitely stinky and not. I'm like, can't y'all do this during the day and then just leave?
Right.
Then there's a door that's nailed shut.
And they're all like, well, let's just get in. Obviously, if something is like, and it's nailed shut, y'all. Like, there's a part where there's like a little small, like, divot switch that's like, there's nails bent over the door to keep the door closed. Like, clearly... So that's happening downstairs. And upstairs, Alfie is rummaging around in the house, looking in different rooms she didn't get a chance to explore in. And she comes across this room, and everything in the house is, like, covered in, like, films of dust. So she goes in the room, and she looks at the table, and there are a lot of different artifacts on the table. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of familiar-looking things to her. There's a lot of stuff that does not look familiar to her. She picks up a picture, and the dust kind of pours off, and it's a picture of her when she's younger. But then she's also realizing there are some things on the table that basically you're showing that somebody's been dabbling in something.
Some witchcraft.
Yeah.
There's like dead animals in there, some symbols, some just some weird. It's looking
different in there.
And their smell, that's like, oh, that's what we're smelling. They finally get the fucking door open and whatever.
And that's popping off downstairs.
Flies out. It's like, hello, woo. It's like when you see, if you've seen the Babadook at the end and the entity is like flying around, it's kind of like that vision, but it's like cleary, yeah, kind of see through situation, and it's flying around.
Well, that's the invisible entity that comes out.
Yeah, there's.
And then, what happened? What's her name? Alfie, my bad, y'all. Yeah. Alfie comes downstairs and is telling everybody, I think we should go, y'all. Like, yeah, it's just not Gucci in here. It's not smelling great. It's not clean. We just need to go. Like, it's just not, I'm not getting good vibes. Mm-mm. And the stepmom is like, girl, fuck all that shit you talk about. The siblings is coming for her, except for the brother. Yes. Like, it's not good. And as it's happening,
the door is opening. Mm. And the little girl is like, hey, mom. Hey, girl. And mom is like, you look ungrateful little brat. And then she turned around, the door open, and her ass gets snatched the fuck up down the stairs. And when she comes, her nails are coming off. Oh. She is clawing. And well, bitch, you're going down. Fuck her. She deserved it.
She did deserve it. She deserved it. When the camera zooms in, and honestly, that is such a terrifying part. Like that, the demon like swiped her ass up quick, and they have the close up of her nails just clawing across the floor, and her fucking fingernails pop off. Mm-hmm. Vomit city. But deuces, bitch, you gotta get out of here. Yes. That's what you get. You shouldn't have been a nasty ass bitch.
Yes, and when she comes back up, which is shortly, because they're just looking at it, and you know, Maya, because all right, this is annoying. Like all this, the Maya's super annoying, bro. Ruben too. He's a pushover.
He's way too nonchalant. Yeah, and he's pushover.
Like they make him do everything, do this, do that, and Maya bosses him around. And then she's like, they're like, mom. Like I'm like, girl. Alfie's like, no, girl. Let's get the fuck. And she's like, oh no. I'm like, girl, you're annoying, but it fits her personality. They grew up rich, like you know, they had money. Yeah. You know, this makes sense.
They clearly didn't have that kind of talk where if your family member is possessed by some sort of demon or a zombie entity that you have to get the fuck and sacrifice them. But you know, who's having those
let
talks?
Me tell you, I'm sacrificing niggas. You are a demon. We're killing you. Bye.
Gone
with the wind. And she comes back up and starts, you know, beating people ass. She tries to kill Maya, and Maya has to like. Or was it? Is it Alfie? Alfie hits her with like a hammer.
Yeah, they was beating it. Yeah,
and then they got mad, talking about something. That's her mom. Like, girl, do you see what the fuck?
Your mom is possessed, girl. Okay, and for a new mom.
She looks very possessed, like evil. This is giving us Evil Dead vibes.
Lots of Evil Dead vibes there.
Yeah, lots of Evil Dead vibes. So, girl, and you know how Evil Dead zombies look. That's it.
Shout out to the Deadites one time.
Like you looking at them. That's it. Like, we're not going back to human. It's not like with those other possession movies where we can do something and you can maybe be normal again.
Yeah. Because what I did like in this movie, as time goes on, because it does pull kind of what happens in Evil Dead, everyone is slowly becoming possessed or influenced by the entity that's fucking everybody else's life up. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy, y'all. Like, I'm going to breeze through it because if we tell y'all everything, we're literally going to tell you the whole movie. And we spoiled so much. But there's, like, the kids get separated. They find out deeper into Lesmana's story, which is the dad. Mm-hmm. And that he had sold, first of all, his first wife had died, Alfie's mom, because he basically was bargaining with the devil via a priestess for more money, for more riches. And he's getting these riches, but we all know everything that glitter ain't gold. So he's getting his money, but you know the devil is gonna come back to get his coins.
And you're gonna lose everything. It's like
it's
like
absolutely.
When you, a djinn, like if you try to like make a wish, you know, like Wishmaster, you know that shit gonna go left. You can't just get what you want. That doesn't exist, guys. No. If it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
It definitely is.
You just signed your name in a book and you're fucked. And I, this is, I don't know if this is, I feel like this is the devil themselves. Whatever, close enough, it's a very.
I think so too, unless the devil is shape shifting and deciding to be the priestess as well, or you know, they're like two sides of the same coin. Probably. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then you also find out, like we said, that Les Mana has done this multiple times. He did this with his first wife, Alfie's mom.
To get the money.
To get to the money, then the money dried up. And then he did it again, and that's when he got linked up with the actress and her family and stuff. And of course, the money dried up. And not only did the money dried up, the devil was coming to call him. They said, nigga, you can't pay us. Please, you owe us so much money. Your soul is not even going to be able to cover your debt.
Since you are paying in souls.
So he said, okay, well, not just my soul. No, no, no. He tries to pay his debt by sacrificing the souls of his stepchildren. And it seems like the only person at one point that he wasn't trying to sell the soul of was Alfie.
Yeah.
And then, but somehow Alfie still got fucked up in that caught up shit and just caught up in that fucked up shit. Said it backwards.
Yeah. Like, he gave her like, the priestess had like all of them up there because Maya goes down and sees like, oh, we all on a string, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We all got little voodoo dummies or whatever. And once it gets Maya first, she gets possessed because I think they kill the mom. Or Maya kills
her. Maya kills her in the woods.
But she already vomited in her mouth, sis. And she starts kind of...
Yeah, she gets all weird. But then she fully just says, fuck it, I'm with the that devil shit now. So I'm this is what I'm down with.
Yeah, and I feel like they get a surge of power or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because they're definitely far more powerful and different when they
come. Oh, yeah. You know when people get possessed, they get the possessed people powers. They be turned up.
So she is out here killing people. She kills her brother. Like, she pulls his fucking head off.
That's just crazy.
Oh, my God. And he didn't even deserve that. He been nice and trying to help the whole time, bruh. Then she fuck up Alfie's legs and shit. And she just fucking people up. And then Alfie gets her doll. It's like, ha, 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 bitch. Throws her in the fire and she burns.
Goes up in flames.
But then she's still not done because the priestess lady is like, bitch. Because she wants Alfie's soul.
Yeah.
And Nara, too. Like, no, I want all your kids. All of them. All of them. And
I feel like, promised to me.
Yeah. The priestess has to eat their hair, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to give her more hair, and it wasn't Alfie's, I believe.
Yeah. Because he really was like, nah, you got to leave Alfie out of it all.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
leave her. That's my actual child.
Even though she don't fuck with me the long way, like, cut her a break,
that's
Lord.
My biological seed.
Yeah.
So he did try to protect her a little bit, but he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. Big trash.
But she cut the body open, the priestess body or whatever, and pulled her fucking hair out the fucking belly. Like, she pulled her hair out of the jank. And I was like, that was the nastiest shit. Then it flips over. You don't even know if she made it out. And hands are reaching down. And it's fucking Nara to help her pull her out the fucking hole.
Because,
like I said, everybody dies. Except for her and Nara. So Ruben dead, Maya dead, the mama dead, Les Mana been dead. Like, he died... I don't think anybody was even in the room when he died.
Who?
Les Mana. Or did...
No, yeah. I don't think anyone was in the room when Les Mana died.
Because he died in the hospital. You see this
the
flash
ghost
of blood
that
comes up. Because he starts coughing and vomiting and pulling hair out. All his hair and shit. He fucked up. He's still, you know, he's suffering forever. That's why you can't make deals with the devil. Because you can be broke. But you know what? You might not be broke forever. But once you sell your soul,
you are
damned for eternity.
For life.
Eternity. Bro, forever. And
yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
Like, it's never worth it, bro. It's never, whatever meals, it's never worth it. Not because they just spend the old time trying to break the curse or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't break the curse. The devil has your name in the book. Like, they're coming to collect you. They're coming to collect. It's like on the first, like rent.
Ooh, and it's always going to be due, okay?
Yes, always. But, you know... Alfie gets away and she takes Nara with her and they kind of escape this house. But the ghost never really leaves them the fuck alone. Like, they're always popping up, and this is just traumatic as a bitch because Alfie, all her family dead, all Nara family dead, all she has their little stepsister, and now she got to magically bond with her. So they've been on the run
mm-hmm.
for the past 2 years, and we get into May the Devil Take You Too.
Which is the new movie that's coming out on this Thursday, October 29th, 2020.
Yes. Now, this one, I'm not going to spoil as deeply. Now, what's happening here is, okay, it's Nara. We hanging out. It's Alfie hanging out. They finally get a place. She still see these demons. They're traumatized. She cutting the lights on and off. She can't rest.
Girl.
Anxiety through the roof, you know.
Still beating her ass. Living in her head rent free.
And, you know, Nara's in there missing her family with a picture. And she's in there back to back, flashing the lights. And eventually she sees what? a fucking person. Mm-hmm. Like, at first she sees a ghost or something, and then it's a person. You're like, that's not no ghost. This is a nigga with a burglar. He got a ski mask on. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, getting stuff, and she wakes up quietly, like a thief in the night, and picks that bed up. That man turns around. She knocks his ass out. Then she jump out and sees another one, hits their ass too. Then she, like, hits somebody else. They trying to explain some shit to her, and they tase her. And then when they tase her, they're like, ha, you tased, bitch. Da, da, da.
Girl.
And then she wakes up with Nara in the trunk. Like, they pull up at some dilapidated house. It's all fucked up. She's like, why am I here? What the fuck is going on?
Okay. So I want you to know that when we got to this part of the movie, I thought immediately, girl, they done took their ass back to the old house. I don't know how we got here, but we're back in movie one. But boy, oh boy, guys, I was wrong.
Yes, because I also thought they pulled up back at the old house. And I was like, this plot is stupid. Why the fuck did y'all bring her back here? What the fuck did she do for y'all to do this to her?
I mean, I still think the plot was
It's ridiculous.
Y'all really forced Alfie to come back into the story when they could have just pulled up on her and asked for her help instead of fucking kidnapping her ass, her and her sister.
And I'm like, she had enough, because the ghosts were still haunting her.
Right.
So I'm like, that would have been enough for, like, you know what, they're still haunting me. Maybe we can destroy this shit all versus you kidnapping me and then me telling you about all the abuse I suffered in this house that ain't got shit to do with you.
Right.
And your also abusive man was about to sacrifice y'all ass. Like, he was married. Then when the wife died, he kept them foster children hidden and had a whole new set of kids and doing, you know, abusive shit, beating people, locking people away with no food, sexual abuse, all types of wild ass shit.
Well, these kids were in the orphanage.
Yeah, running an orphanage, but the kids were treated very bad.
Yes, they were.
And he was like, I'm just gonna sacrifice these kids and then I can just have what I want. And they found out about it and they burned his ass alive.
I'm not even gonna hold you. The scene where they show the children gathering around to kill the dad with the quotes, I have air quotes up, was very satisfying. I don't know what that says about me as a person or more so with the story. Chucked him in that basement, and by then, unbeknownst to them, he had already sold their souls. Mm. Like, he was already down with that possession shit. So they lit that motherfucker on fire like Christmas and closed the hatchet, boom, which really gives you Evil Dead vibes off bucks. If you didn't get it in movie one, we definitely had to succumb to it.
We get some Exorcist vibes and a few things.
Exactly, too. For movie two.
And some Hereditary moves. Climbing up, or might be
that. No, if that wasn't an influence, that's tight, I guess. Because
yeah, it doesn't have to be an influence, right? It's that whatever. But it was air. There. That might have been in the first one. I'm not sure. Whatever.
There also were some exorcist vibes in this too.
Definitely.
What's going on my crawling today?
They're getting tangled up. That's okay.
That's all right.
There's lots of that backwards crab crawling and shit. Ooh, girl. But you know, they like, look, we're gonna do this spell because we're not letting you go. Because we need to. This man is on our backs, and he made a deal with the same nigga that made a deal with your motherfucking daddy. So, bitch, we in this together. First of all, look, girl. The devil is mad and they want me, but they can't get me because they can't just get me. Mm-hmm. They haunting me and trying to ruin my life, but they can't just get me, I guess, because they would have got you. Or maybe not. The devil's like, haha, you when you least suspect it, I'm going to get your motherfucking ass.
Yep.
So, on the run forever. They could have just not. Like, they fucking really could. They got mad when she didn't want to fucking help. Like, she had to help them.
Well, here's the thing. They fucking kidnapped Alfie, and they were really entitled just to assume that, oh, I kidnapped you, so now you have to help me. You fucking kidnapped her. Something she's been trying to run away from.
What if she said, fuck it then. I'm not reading
shit. That's what I would have did.
Girl, because I'm like, well, the devil gonna take everybody. You thought you was gonna take me and just tell me what the fuck to do, bitch? You got me fucked. The devil.
But Alfie does help them.
She does.
She's better than me.
She thinks she does.
And
Psycho Boo, like, shit. They start a spell. It needs her blood because it needs the blood of a person who went against, you know, pretty much the devil and won or didn't die, which is very rare.
Right.
And they do it the first time and they don't know what really happens, but then all of a sudden shit goes left. And when shit goes left, it continues to go left. Wow. It starts escalating. And then Alfie's like suspicious. Like, why the fuck you making me do this motherfucking shit. It don't even work. How you know it work? You set me up. Y'all set me up. You brought me back. She already paranoid, clearly. Y'all brought me back in this motherfucking place. Now the devil trying to beat my ass again. Mm-hmm. I was safe for it. I was about to sleep. And you ruined my life again. And now your friend is dead. And then somebody else died, like, very shortly.
A lot of people die back to back. They start dying. Those children who are now young adults die off real quick, and they become susceptible to the demon / devil influence really fucking quick. So just like it did in the previous movie and start picking them off with Maya, like there was one girl that was already kind of under the influence, and she got scratched, and, you know, there goes that whole influence, like you're getting infected. So now the demon is like kind of playing with them. It's taking over their little spirit. They got on the clothes. They're like, there's nothing you could do. We all belong to him. We always belong to them. You find out there was somebody who had, what's that syndrome?
Stockholm
syndrome, yes. And it's lots of pedophilia kind of talking there, y'all. It was just,
a lot of wild shit happened.
It was a lot of
gore, although I do see some CG blood and stuff here and there. It's not super bad. There's a lot of practical effects here.
Yes. What I did point out to you, I liked in the movie 2 versus movie 1. Where in movie 1, there's like a scene with a long tongue, and it have just like, girl, it literally is the worst computer graphic for the time period. But in the second one. But in the second movie, they had the actual, like, you could tell it was a tongue. It was a tongue, and it looked way better. So I did like that there was an upgrade in some sections. Yeah. I did like that the monsters and the demons were a little bit more super aggressive. They were going faster. But the storyline, I get that you're trying to get your, Alfie back in this house, but I feel like there was a different way to connect her to these people as opposed to, we're going to kidnap you and you better help me. And it's just like, nigga, she's already been through so much. Like,
damn.
Her and Nada just got out. Like, why, what is happening?
Honestly, it could have been them teenagers without her because they daddy made the deal with the same person, the same priestess lady. Mm-hmm. So it could have been, we didn't even have to have Alfie in here, dog.
No.
You didn't even have to have her, but I mean,
I see what you did there.
I see, but it was a lot.
It was
not quite necessary, but fuck it, we're here. Everything's very terrifying. They look very weird. They do really fucked up things to people. The people who get possessed be fucking people up.
Yes, I did like that. I think that they were very scary. I mean, I personally was not like, there were some times where I did jump and go, oh, shit. Like, I felt very uneasy on some scenes for both movies. I feel like, because I've seen so many movies, like, some shit is really hard to scare me at these points. So, me being uneasy is always a dope sign. Mm-hmm. I feel like if people were not us or other people who, like, binged horror movies, that they might actually be a little scared. Mm-hmm. But I do think there were some parts that probably made somebody else uneasy. Shout out to Netflix for having the first movie on Deckington, because that was very clutch.
I needed to see it.
Yeah. Now, both of these movies are almost 2 hours. Yeah. The first one's about 1 hour and 50 minutes in. The second one is about 1 hour and 45 minutes, so about the same amount of time. I definitely think it was not a waste of my time. I liked movie 1 and movie 2. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to hear people's thoughts for movie 2 and definitely movie 1 if they have not seen it already. I do think that movie 2 was a good sequel to movie 1. Yeah. However,
the plot was shaky.
The plot was just like, girl, like, it was very forced.
Once you look past the, okay, we had to kidnap people to do this.
Right, like, god damn, for real? Like, okay, all right. I really want to know what that writer's room situation looked like, if that was just a group choice or individual choice.
This is going to happen.
We just about to kidnap these niggas.
Because I'm like, damn, this, or it could have just been Alfie. The shit came back to be Alfie ass, and it could have been just her.
I would have loved to see that as well, and maybe a spinoff with the other people. It was kind of like they tried to do a spinoff story and a main story, like crisscross.
Yeah.
And I see the vision. I just wish it played out a little bit differently. That's all.
But I mean, was it worth the watch? Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Would I do it again?
Yes.
I've seen more convoluted plots.
Absolutely. Me suspending my disbelief, I'm not pissed with what I saw.
No, I was not. There was some gore. There was some scares. The demons were beating people ass. Y'all know I love demons, but I hate demons that just, ooh, I'm going to throw a chair.
Nah.
Ooh, I'm going to scream. Oh, I'm going to shake this body up, but I'm not going to do nothing. Ooh, I broke a window. I'm telling you secrets.
I'm telling you secrets.
No, you know demons love to snitch. Ooh, they love to snitch.
The demons love to beat your ass, too, and that's what happened to these people.
Yes.
Ooh. They was also stealing their identity. I'm like, big identities was getting stolen. People's
face getting ripped off. Ay, ay, ay.
That shit was crazy. That one scene with that dude ain't had no face, and he was like, is this really happening? I was like, yes, nigga, you ain't got no face.
You're dead.
No face. You have no face right now.
Yeah.
None. Woo. Nothing but skeleton. I just, and matter. Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Yeah. There's lots of very scary scenes, especially if you're watching this at nighttime.
At night. And
with surround sound.
Yeah, dude, this seems like a good time. Yo, when this movie comes out on Thursday, if you want to add some last minute stuff to your Hollow Week, I've been calling it Hollow Week. Please get me all together. Me no getting no fucks. And add this to your queue. I think this is a really good double feature. I think this is a movie, the fun time, fun ass movie to watch online with your friends. We trying to find some spooky ass shit because Halloween is this Saturday. Hey. Get litty every day. And I also think that even if you go past this and you just want to add this to your queue because you don't have time, but you want to circle back, get into these movies. Like we said, the first movie is available on Netflix and the new movie comes out this Thursday, October 29th on Shudder. So if you do not have a Shudder account, you can finally get you a fucking account. They got like that AMC Plus situation, girl. That's got all those different streaming situations. Research that so you can find how to maximize your coin.
Yes.
Okay. And check these movies out. And we would love for you to circle back. We definitely recommend both of these movies.
Absolutely.
Both of them. They're good demon possession stories. Some ghosty shit. And if this is your bag, I definitely think you check it out. Even if you are feeling like, check that shit out. Let us know what you think. You could pull up on us on our email at grltspod@gmail.com.
Yes, or our IG and Twitter, Girl That's Scary, and Patreon, Girl That's Scary. Just give us a good search. We got some extra bonus content, bonus video content, bonus reviews, just a lot of bonus.
Yes. Also, if you're, by the time you guys hear this, we still will be having a giveaway. So pull up on our Instagram to get some information on our giveaway. The giveaway ends on Halloween.
Yes, we love presents.
We love giving away free shit. And if you somebody that like free shit, I think you should just literally get your thumbs fucking active and get into how you can get that free shit.
Yeah.
Because free shit is awesome. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yes, thanks for listening. We appreciate all the positivity and peace signs and all kinds of other fun stuff. And get into May the Devil Take You and May the Devil Take You Too.
Yes. All right. Happy Halloween, guys.
Bye. Get into that spooky shit.